Chapter 4. Only one time in her life had Mona been gut-punched. Now she remembered what it felt like. She handed the phone to Ken and doubled over, trying to get her breath.
Give us a minute, Stieg.
Ken managed to sound like their lives had not just taken a whole new direction.
Is Mom all right? She will be. I think she swallowed wrong.
Mona glared at him. Right now, she needed someone to glare at. She sucked in another deep breath and exhaled. All the while, her mind screamed unintelligible sounds.
Sorry to dump this on you both without a warning, but I thought for sure I was being transferred to a Wisconsin base, just like we all hoped.
Mona swiped at the tears that coursed as soon as she heard the desolation in her son's voice. One time they had talked about emergency actions like this, but back then they had been figuring they would help Angela with the children, not be the sole guardians.
When do you have to report?
She asked after clearing her throat twice.
Monday. I would load a trailer with the kids' things. The mover would put all the rest in storage until...
He cleared his throat.
Until I give them another order.
He paused.
I don't know anything else to do, Mom. I can't force Angela to take them. And besides, I don't want that woman taking care of my kids, especially not against her will. Don't worry, son. We'll work this out. Just give your mom and me some time to talk, and we'll call you back. But the way it looks, you better start packing. Thanks, Dad. Mom, you're the best.
His voice broke.
I can't go AWOL. I know. We'll call you back.
Ken clicked off the phone and stood staring over the river, a dog on one side, cat on the other. Mona slipped in beside him, and he put his arm around her shoulders.
At least they can share a room for a while.
It'll be okay. Probably for a year at the most. Maybe only 6 months before he's transferred stateside again.
I thought the military was making an effort to keep families together, not sending the remaining parent to a hotspot.
Maybe that doesn't apply to special forces. You know, he is one of their best.